Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm David. I'm from Hong Kong. And thank you, Peter, for inviting me and making all happen. Today is Pride Day, and I'm not here to talk about politics, but I'm here to preach God's Word, to share my story, because God's Word became real in my life. The theme today is water, tears, rivers, and living water that never runs dry. Before I start, did anyone hear that song, Psalm 137? Not our version. Did everyone heard about Bomi M1? Yeah, this is my favorite song when I was young, of course. But I think it's just a happy song, something like this. So I think this is the first scripture I can remember I sing to you. By the rivers of Babylon, and we sat down, and we wept when we remember Zion. Wow, so touching. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I loved this song when I was young. My mother played the Bomi M version every day. But back then I didn't understand what it means. Now I do. This is one of the most painful psalms in the Bible. This is not a happy song. It is a lament, a cry of exile. The people of Israel had been taken from their home. The temple was destroyed. Your story is very good. And the city were burned. They were dragged to Babylon, a foreign land with a foreign language, foreign gods, and foreign ways. And they sat down by the river. They wept. They cried. Right? They couldn't sing anymore. They hung their harps on the trees, not because they forgot how, but because their hearts were totally broken. How can you sing worship song when everything you love is gone? When you feel abandoned by God? When you are surrounded by people who mock you? There's a deep theology here. Exile is not just geography. Exile is a spiritual condition. To be in exile means you are far from home, you are far from God, you are surrounded by voices that mock your faith. You cannot sing, you can only cry. This psalm teaches us something important. Lament is a form of worship. The Bible is full of tears. God is not afraid of your questions, your anger, or your grief. In fact, the psalmist make a vow in verses 5 and 6. If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand wither. May my tongue stick to my mouth. This is not a curse. That is a declaration of identity. The psalmist say, my identity is tied to my people, my God, my home. I will never forget. Even here in exile, I remember who I am. The river of Babylon are river of tears, but they are also rivers of memory. The people didn't stop being God's people just because they were in a foreign land. They remembered. They held on, and the act of remembering, even though tears, was worship. I love here worship very much. Thank you. Now I want to be honest with you. I know this psalm, not just from reading it, not just the song, but I have lived it. When I first came to Canada from Hong Kong 2 years ago, everything felt strange. And the first impression Do you know what I said? Why so cold? Why? You know, Hong Kong is a very hot place. The cold weather, the new language, you know, no family around. I felt lost. I felt like an exile. But the hardest part was that back in Hong Kong, my church told me, you are gay. You cannot be a Christian. You must break up with your partner, Jeff, which we'd be together for 16 years by then. Now it's 18 years, yeah. And you have to throw away your ring. We love you, but I don't want to see you in the fire of the hell. I sat there crying. The pastor was crying too. Our heart broke. I thought, if God's love is like this, maybe God doesn't love me at all. I sat by my own river and wept. I couldn't sing. I felt pushed out by the very church I love. That was my exile. But here's the theological point. Even when I was crying by the river, God was still with me. The Bible doesn't say God left the people in Babylon, no. It says that sat by the river and wept. And God was right there with them and with us. The rivers of Babylon were not a place of sorrow, no. They were a place of God's presence. The people didn't know it then. I didn't know it then. But God never left his people, even in exile, even by the river. Now there's another water story in the Bible. A well, not a river. A woman, not a nation. Jesus met a Samaritan. Woman at a well. I think that you know it well. She had 5 husbands. So good. And was living with another man. Now we are very happy with this, but by then people looked down on her. Okay. She was hiding. So she came to get water at noon when no one else was there. She came for ordinary water, but Jesus offered her something different. Jesus said, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whosoever drinks the water I give them will never be thirsty again. It will become a spring of living water inside them. Living water isn't a thing. It's Jesus. He fills the emptiness nothing else can fill. Jesus knew everything about her, all her pain, all her shame, but he didn't push her away, no. He didn't judge her. He spoke truth to her, and then he revealed who he really is. She left her water jar behind. She ran back to town. She told everyone, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. She stopped hiding. Her brokenness became her story. Because Jesus saw her completely and still loved her. And still loved me. And still loved all of us. The river of Babylon's were tears. The living water Jesus gives is joy. I have lived both stories. The river of Babylon, I know that river. The Samaritan well, I know that well too. I was thirsty, and Jesus met me. I sat by the river in Toronto, crying, rejected by my church in Hong Kong, feeling like an exile forever. I thought God has turned his back on me. But God find me. God is always with me. He sent kind people and welcoming church. They said, "You are welcome here, just as you are. No conditions, no change first, just love, living water. Like the woman at the well, I left my water jar behind. The burden of hiding, the fear, the pretending. I started sharing my story, not because I'm perfect, but because I'm loved." That is the gospel. God meets us by the river. Whether it's a river of tears or a river of shame, and he offered us living water. Maybe right now some of you feel like you are sitting by your own rivers. You feel alone. You feel like God gave up on you. Your tears feel endless. Let's take 20 seconds together. Close your eyes if you want. Just sit by the river. Feel how tired you are. Now listen. Can you hear a soft voice? I see you. I know you. I am with you. You are not alone. That voice is Jesus. He has been sitting by the river with you the whole time. He never left, and he is offering you living water. My journey from tears to living water happened in 3 steps. The first, being seen. In Hong Kong, I had to hide, I had to pretend, but here, people didn't see a problem. They saw a person Jesus came to meet. Second, being known. I share my story, my tears, my pain with the Hong Kong churches. They listened, they cried with me. Not pity, really understanding. That is living water. The third, being loved just as I am. Not I love you, but change. Just I love you, exactly as you are. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Not our past, not our orientation, not even the church that reject us, nothing. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, 38 to 39, nothing can separate us from the love of God. That is the gospel. That is, again, living water. This is why Pi Sunday matters in the church. Not for politics for me, not because we are proud of ourselves, but because we are proud of Jesus, proud of a God who welcomes everyone, and we want people who have been pushed out to hear clearly. You belong here, you are loved here, and you are safe here. As someone who was once rejected by the church, I stand here today because some Christians open their arms wide like Jesus on the cross. They gave me living water and it saved my life, our lives. So today I ask you, keep your arms open, look around. Who feels like an outsider? Invite them, listen to them. Tell them, you are welcome here. Can you tell again? Say again. 1, 2, 3. You are welcome here. Thank you. Those words can save a life, they save mine. The exile sat by the rivers of Babylon and wept. The Samaritan woman came to the well, hiding in shame. But Jesus met both of them by the water. He turned their tears into living water. I used to sit by the river and cry. Today I stand here and smile. Not because everyone is perfect, but because I know Jesus is with me and with all of you. Even in the lowest place, his hand is holding me. Even by the rivers of tears, he offers living water. If you're sitting by the river today, you can come home today. You can be loved. You can drink living water just as you are. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you that when we cry by rivers, you don't walk away. Thank you for Jesus who gives us living water. Thank you for churches that open their arms. Help us be a place where everyone feels seen, known, and loved, just as they are. Turn our rivers of tears into springs of living water. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. God bless you, and you are always welcome here. Thank you.